2 RCL Mobile.
Good beauty, K4 VWA.
Morning, Steve. How you doing this morning?
I can say I'm bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, but, you know, I'm out. I'm working. Oh, there's that four-letter word again.
And it's mutual, definitely.
Stuff is supposed to be in by Wednesday.
Pretty good, then. That's quick.
Yep. So, anyhow, well, I tell you what, I found some sheetrock mud. Lowe's didn't have any.
Where'd you end up getting to that?
Creek at Home Depot.
I suppose competing pretty hard with Lowe's. I don't know. If they can get right on prices, and make it a lot harder to choose between the two.
You know what? Home Depot's never fully stocked on stuff. I went back to electrical. Man, I mean, it was just a mess. Disorganized and stuff not marked and not priced and just, I don't know. Well, anyhow, they had the mud.
I give people a hard time if I go in somewhere like that and they got an item sitting down, they ain't got a price on it. I go, if it ain't priced, I guess it's free.
Too, but they generally laugh at me, too.
Yeah. Unless they got about 5 items of the same thing under the wrong tag for a lower price, and then you kind of got them at that point.
The thing about Depot that I don't like is you got to watch them. They'll have a price marked for that item on the shelf, and when you get up there, it's a dollar more.
Yeah, that's easy to try to pay attention to stuff like that. I mean, it happens in all the stores, though. I think it just depends on who's programming and who's doing the updates.
You don't know how many times I've held their feet to the fire, making them go back and look at the price and come back up and charge me what they've got posted back there. Matter of fact, I had a guy walk back there and check a price. He says, no, he comes back. He says, no, it's what's in the register. I said, you sorry devil. Let's both walk back there and I'll show you. We walked back there and sure enough, he didn't even bother to walk all the way back there. He'd just come back and says, yeah, it's what's on the register. I took him back there and showed him, and I forced the issue. And I said, you know what? After all that, I think I'd just leave you with it. And I just left the thing there and went over and bought it somewhere else. I don't like to play their stupid games like that, especially when they stand in line in my face.
It just makes it hard to do business with somebody that does work like that.
Oh, did you have a good evening and get a little bit of rest?
I actually sat down with soldering station and started working on my little DMR hotspot. I got the screen soldered onto the MDVM board and got the hat soldered onto the Raspberry Pi and started putting everything together. So it's slowly coming together. Hopefully I can get it set up here in another couple of days.
Now, you weren't out earlier. You didn't hear me and Patrick talking, did you?
You ought to know by now, I don't get going early in the morning. I ain't a morning person.
Telling me about his DMR setup. It's pretty cool. He's got a permanent hotspot in his van for his computer to run his business. And he's also running that hotspot with his interface to get the DMR out.
Yeah, I know he's got the hotspot from Bridgecom. And what I'm building is considered a Pistar, P-I-S-T-A-R. And the Pistar, you can go into the software and set it for different wireless networks. You can even buy an adapter that'll hard link to like an Ethernet cable. But basically it runs off of the Wi-Fi, and I can set it up to either run off of the hotspot on my phone, or I can set it up to run off the Wi-Fi in the house. It's just a matter of going in and adding the username and password for that Wi-Fi account and then connecting to it. KO4HKX.
There he is.
Skybridge is also, Russell, it's just a Pistar with their software on it. Oh, Lynn, I didn't realize that. I thought they had something, you know, that they were building with their own components. But yeah, I took the Raspberry Pi and got everything set up, and I've already went in and downloaded the Pistar software onto a SD card to where I can load it in. I don't have everything mounted in the case and everything right now. I've just been kind of toying with it to make sure I had everything connected. But it powers up and pulls up and gives me all the information, and the MMDVM board is communicating with the Raspberry Pi because it's letting me set the simplex frequency in it. Yeah, this one does all that stuff too. You got all your USB ports, you got the little SD card you got to have in it for memory. So it's the exact same thing. It's just, it was a pre-built one for me to speed the process because I don't have the time anymore to just sit and do that. I wish I did, but I've had the parts for several days. Somebody, we won't call no name, Steve had me working pretty much nonstop, so, you know, just got a chance yesterday to start messing with it.
Capitalist. Both of you.
I hope you took his money. Handed it right over to my wife.
Matt, he was sitting there on the sofa and just handed it right over to her. You know, you're a perfect example of a well-trained, red-blooded American husband there, Russell.
Well, I try, you know. Grabs a checkbook and writes her own check and goes on about her business. She don't even ask me anymore.
My wife has a reasonably new Cadillac SRX, and gets to spend money on the grandkids. She's happy.
Mine doesn't spend much. She likes to put it up and sit on it for a while, and then once we get ready to take off and go traveling, then it's all about let's go, let's go, let's go. Sit on it, she just wouldn't spend it, period.
That's a little bit of a difference. Mine, she just turns it over to me to you know, build the pile. So I'm the one that's frog holes.
Keep some stash back from me too, but and I got, you know, put up, but she won't ever turn it loose at all. I first took over the department, they were $40,000 in the negative, and kind of scrounging around trying to figure out how to fix it. And my goal when I got in there was to have everything set up and have an entire year's operating budget sitting in the bank where we didn't have to worry about the tax revenue coming in if it was late or anything happened or whatever, we had it. And I kind of try to instill that over into the household budget too. I like to have at least a year's worth of spending money and bill money and stuff in the bank so we can not have to worry about it.
Right there with you. Keeping me up.
If I didn't have that plan in place, this tool truck business would have put me out. It's, you can't tell some of the younger generation stuff like that. They look at you like you're crazy. But once they face the hard facts of reality, I know my brother-in-law kind of figured it out the hard way. And it is what it is, but you know, it comes down to the fact of if I got enough money in the bank, we're good to go. Makes it easier on me to pick and choose on some of the jobs I do. And then on the flip side of that is, well, If I don't go ahead and take it now, might not have it later, so let's get it done. I'm the same way. I like to make money. I like to go out and get it, but I like to put some up so that when there's a time that I can't, I'm okay. I don't have to stress over it.
Hey, Patrick, who runs your route while you're on vacation?
Vacation.
Vacation, that's just a week's revenue gone.
Yes, sir, that's it. I call that self-employment.
I did that my entire life. I'm in my own business, and it's tough.
Plan for it and be prepared and work your plan. Now, I mean, that's basically all there is to it. Work your plan. Have it, work it, and go with it.
Well, I'm going to bail out on you guys for a few minutes. Y'all carry on. I got to pick up a piece of equipment out of my building here and head back down to Sparkburg. I may be back in there in a few minutes. K4BWA, clear.
K2RCL, say 73 to you, and go ahead, Patrick. KO4HKX 73's Russell, or Steve. I'll be getting out here shortly. I'll probably go on before you get back. I'm just a few minutes out from the job over here. I can get over here and try to knock out another phase of this project, hopefully. I think it's going to be time to start putting stuff up on the ceiling and cutting in for lights and starting to look like a finished building. That's a good day. And messing around with Andrew this weekend on the private call, we worked on that a little bit on the DMR. Got your message and sent my ID over to you. How'd that work out? I'm pretty good. You got to be on the same frequency or the same channel as far as we can tell. And then, you know how you got that beep where you're on the channel when you let off the key? Yeah, so you got to be on the same talk group, I guess. Yeah, you got to be on the same talk group, and you have to key up before that beep. If that beep happens, the private call is ended, and you got to reinitiate. Gotcha. I wonder if there's a setting in the radio that you can extend that time, because the reason I say that is because I remember with Motorola, now that you're saying that, there was a time constraint on it going back to open channel, and you could adjust that in the Moto Turbo CPS software. I'm sure there is, we just haven't found it, because if you set your any tone up in Brandmeister, you had to know that it was a Motorola. You had to tell it was a Motorola setup. So they're probably using the exact same setup as Motorola did. Makes sense. Hey, on your hotspot, did you have to register like an account with Brandmeister so it would recognize your hotspot? Yes, you do, and you have to put in a password for Brandmeister also. Was the part I was trying to research yesterday, trying to figure that out. I got sucked into that thing yesterday and spent probably a little bit too much time on it. And then last night we got the telescope out and was playing around with the moon before the clouds come in. And that made Mama happy. She likes playing with the telescope more than she likes dealing with ham radio. But that was the part I was trying to figure out. I think I went in and I set me up a Brandmeister account. And I was waiting on them to approve it, and didn't hear anything back from them. But I got the email this morning, I believe. I hadn't looked at it in depth, but I think my account's been set up now, so I'll be able to go in and set my security ID. I've set all that up. You have to have that Brandmeister set up to get on the DMR network. Now, I'm assuming you were talking through the repeaters on DMR. But I'm not sure how that worked out either, because you're supposed to have that Brandmeister ID to even do that. Yeah, I hadn't done anything as far as transmitting with it yet. The only DMR I've tried to do has been on the actual radio itself, not going through the hotspot. So once you get that done, then you can, it'll work just like mine does. It's a pretty neat setup so far. I like it. I will tell you, if you get on a busy channel like Worldwide, it's hard to get off of it because it's so busy. When you key up, to change channels, it just tells you channel busy and won't let you off. Been a guy's little blog post talking about the Pi-Star setup and stuff, and he was talking about that and said sometimes the only thing you can do is shut it down and then restart it in order to get it to stop. Found even doing that, you come up with the same channel that you were on when you shut it down. So you're still tied to that until you can disconnect. With BridgeCom, they put in a talk group disconnect channel, which is 4,000. That way I can key on it, and it tells me when I disconnect until I can keep trying without disrupting everybody else. That's pretty neat. I'll have to check into that too then. I'm still playing with the programming. That Bill sent me has got a lot of stuff in it. And I'm trying to build a code plug now with that information and with my stuff too. Well, send me your email address. I'll email you the code plug that BridgeCom sent me over. That won't be no problem then. I can send you that here in a little bit. I just pulled in over here at the job site, so I'm going to have to hop out of here and get to work, see what I can get accomplished. But I will say 73s, and I hope you have a prosperous day on the tool truck there, and a safe day. And we will talk with you later. Take you RCL, clear on your final. Great, Russell, you have a good day. Be safe out there, and I'll keep an ear out for you later on the rest of the day. KO4HK, clear.